Chairman Mayor.
President.
Hey, how are you?
I like it.
Aren't you down there working?
This is yours.
Does he ever vote with you?
I don't know.
You know, you want to know why we had, you know, at the end of your vote.
Oh, God, no, you see, you look good.
Oh, but now, all right.
Can I get my message, I would like you to make a little.
Yes.
Bill, it's very complicated, and I'm surprised you're right here, you said, me, Dr. Woodward.
Yeah, all right, I'm ready for that, isn't it?
Dr. Russo.
Right, I'd like to.
Good to see you.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Well.
Come on over here.
That's good.
Well, Mel, I've got a nice, not political speech, so.
Chairman, all right.
Bless her.
I'm glad that.
Each congressman on your side.
You know a lot of this people at the side.
That's right.
Maybe we will.
Well, no, I want to get these are the men that should be in our picture.
All right, fine.
Well, I haven't got all of them there, but I have signed the report.
This is going to the center, right?
You get another inside, I want you to let you get number two. You get the rear end of the name.
Backside.
Who wants to be September?
So you guys just have holidays.
A great day. I was hoping some of you would notice that.
We did.
No killed an axe.
Well, the cash I had.
Well, some won't have. That's valid. That's right. My staff told me it's a bad building, but we signed it, but we do it there. I did it a bad building. With the problems I've been having getting through to you here on your staff, it's liable to tell you anything. When you wait 25 years, you get a bill.
Rational, Dan.
I want to. I had to talk to Adrian, so I go there. I have a personal commitment. Let him see that.
Adrian's more than just sort of thing.
You saw the applicants, right?
Right.
I have a personal commitment because it's signed up. I hope it's a good bill.
Just be sure we get a bill.
A lot of good doctors are on the patients and are enforced in US hands.
Anything you want.
All right.
I don't want to make a deal.
I'm right here.
Good.
What do you want?
Do you want it?
I'll get it.
Oh, we'll get a doctor if you mean it.
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Little.
You always get the last word up, and I've been on the committee with that fall. You all line up in there, and I'll be in. Mel, you stay in with me, and we'll walk in together.
Sir.
Good to see you.
Hi.
Yeah, I over.
Texas building.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there one day when I have to.
You show that little mouth.
Did he do something also on the
represents me on the Centennial Commission, but he does well in his public appearances.
We ought to.
He does well.
Have him in mind for something in the future.
Today Show, we put him on the Today Show.
I'm speaking of after the election. He's a kind of a guy. It's very difficult, you know, to find any blacks that are competent to do top jobs. I mean, it isn't that they are incompetent as races, they just haven't had the opportunities. But you think he has the balls up on anything to him?
When they set up that Brigadier General's list the last time, didn't have him on for promotion to Major General. I just sent back the Air Force.
Good.
And he was made a Major General.
Is he a Major General now?
Because
you would tell us, we have a report from our people in San Francisco. Yes, he was on a television program. He was fantastic. Earth was out there. We heard about
really, their programs all over that
everybody was talking about
are just fine. He does a great job for the administration, I'll tell you.
Well, Earth says the best speech he heard about our foreign policy and everything changed.
Well, he does a great job. He understands and talks about the Nixon doctrine and its application. He does well. And he's got a good sense of humor and can tell good stories. And he sings well. You know, I had him at the, I take him with me once in a while, and I had him at the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church. And I had quite a few protesters down in front. So I called out Chappie to lead us in singing some hymns.
Great.
And you should have heard it. I mean, he got that whole crowd singing, and everything just flashed out to me with Hitler presentation.
POWs bombing the dikes.
Well, it's still trying
there,
but it isn't like it.
I don't think they got the spirit here.
No,
also.
No, they don't.
They got their leaders.
And they're disorganized. They're not organized the way they
not as big. I follow the group. I know there's still demonstrators around, but they're not big numbers on those ones. If you find that
true. That's right. They're having trouble getting people to do it. There's a hard.
Where are you? I told everybody. But I would hope that you would be concentrating in the big states. I would hope you could design if you could be sure that I think you. They tell me now there's a chance even to get Massachusetts. I'd like for you to include one in Massachusetts if you've got anything. Is there anything you could do there that you know?
Wisconsin, maybe this week.
Is there anything other than? Is there anything you could do in West Virginia? Now that's a God-fearing state, you know, and high loyalty immigrants. If you could add West Virginia and, well, or at least include West Virginia and Massachusetts, I just have a feeling, you see, my point is, keep the other fellow busy where he thinks he's safe. That's why we're doing some southern stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll be doing a southern, not a swing. I'll go to Atlanta in about a couple of weeks, mainly just to keep them busy, make them go down there. There's no way they can stop. No way.
Well, we are getting people out, and I'm going out, and I'll be in Pennsylvania this week, next weekend, and
Ohio.
In Missouri,
about
Ohio,
that's good.
Texas,
good.
California, and Oklahoma, and I'm going back to California again. And we are getting the others out. Now, Zumwalt was up, and Zumwalt was accused. You see, they've come out demanding that he be relieved and so forth and so on. He does a good job. He does well.
These people have to fight for what they believe is necessary. He's got to be for a big baby.
Well, he's fine.
If he doesn't find that, he can justify that totally.
Sure.
You as Secretary of Defense have got to be for strong defense. Roger, as Secretary of State, has got to be for a responsible foreign policy. You've got to defend the policy. You're not being partisan, right?
No, and I think that we have them answering.
Where can you go in Massachusetts?
Oh yes, we have.
I don't need to go to Cambridge.
We have three or four
Harvard
places we could go.
But if you could get some place that is sort of ethnic, hard hat, defense oriented, okay,
very important to that shipyard because they have a dollar period rate.
When is that going to come?
Probably next week.
You're going to announce the contract there, you're wrong.
Yes, yes. But we will work, we can work out something on that. I'll get a, take it back to the building, I'll see this.
Question. That used to be the woman's place, wasn't it? Mar Rogers, wasn't that where she was from?
Yes, she had that in her district, that's right.
I was there when this.
Yes, she
had it, so. What was her name, Rock?
Edith.
Edith Rock?
Edith.
She dead now?
Yes.
She was on our forces, yes.
Well, and she was, really, she was at Ferris, where she was always over, you know.
Right.
Was ranking and those people, that's how it used, sort of got organized, and then Chowder Marching Group at the time, and she had to fill out there with,
That I know, mentions it. Well, let's see if they're ready to sign in here. Okay, you want to go in and I'll be, right in. Just a second, I'll have to get in this one. Wait now. Big secretary, I need it. Already talking to the boss. And as soon as they, as soon as they are ready, I'll come in. Other words, don't wait on those 12 hours. That way, because they're all busy and get some backup to the Congress. Fine.